In Western societies where the most basic notions of right and wrong are not only denied but actively suppressed, recovering a biblical and distinctly Christian understanding of the natural law is absolutely essential.
Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Traditionally, Christians have understood that man is not born a blank slate just waiting to be programmed like a machine. We are moral creatures whose imaginations are darkened by sin. Yet every person still has a basic understanding of right and wrong because God has revealed it to us in his creation through natural law. Denying the vital role of natural law has grave consequences, not only for society, but for the church's crucial task of proclaiming the gospel.
You can meet and hear Aaron Wolf making the case for natural law Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Really is an interesting thing for President Trump to have done a unofficial proposal to Planned Parenthood, who is facing a very likely defunding crisis of its own. Planned Parenthood gets $500 million from the federal government every year. That's a lot of money. Well, one of the promises that President Trump made before his election was that he would see to the defunding of Planned Parenthood. But a few days ago, he made a proposal to the abortion organization saying if you stop doing abortions, you can keep your funding. Maybe we might even find a little more federal money for you. Just stop doing abortions. What did we learn from Planned Parenthood's response? Joining us to discuss the proposal and the response, Dr. Al Mohler, a regular guest, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, host of The Briefing and author of several books, including We Cannot Be Silent, Speaking Truth to a Culture Redefining Sex Marriage and the Very Meaning of Right and Wrong. Dr. Mohler, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Todd, it's always great to be with you. Thank you.
So what have we learned from Planned Parenthood's response to President Trump's unofficial proposal?
You know, I thought, by the way, this was a brilliant move. I've been hoping for some president to do this. I hoped that President Bush would do it. He didn't do it. And unexpectedly to me, here comes President Trump doing it. It is a brilliant stroke. He knew exactly what Planned Parenthood was going to say, but he's revealed them fully in terms of their murderous intention and commitment to abortion. He said, basically, you get $500 million a year of federal funding. It's all under being contested now by those who care about the sanctity and dignity of every single life, including the unborn. You simply give up the abortion business, and I'll make sure that there's no more opposition to your funding. And they came back within virtually minutes and said that that would be a violation not only of what they've claimed for years, is what they call their medical services to women. That's just a ruse. But they said later, our values. It would violate our values to do that. So what do they value? They value the killing of unborn babies. And they just said it out loud in the last 24 hours. That's their value.
At the same time, they also claimed or reissued the claim that abortion comprises only 3% of the services that they offer or provide to women. What do you make of that claim?
Well, first of all, that's a very untrue in the way they count these things. Let's put it this way. They are the biggest abortion provider in the United States, and abortion is big business. We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars they make on abortion. And so they'll count every little, you know, consultation with a woman as being a medical service and put that over against, they say, just a very small percent that's abortion. But let's throw their own logic at them. So even though their math is false, I'll give it to them for a moment. Well, if it's only 3% of your business model, then what sane person wouldn't give up 3% that's contested for what they claim is 97% that's not? The reality is they've just shown to be the liars that they are.
In effect, has President Trump managed to call their bluff, not only one of their bluffs, but the major bluff that they have been making since virtually their founding?
That's exactly what he did. As I said, I'd hope for some president to do it. I'd hope that President Reagan would do it, and the first President Bush. I'd hope that George W. Bush would do it. They didn't do it, and even though they did a great deal for the pro-life movement, that they just didn't have Planned Parenthood on the focal point as President Trump just did. And it's really interesting because at this point, you would think that Planned Parenthood would have come up with a better argument. What it really shows us is that Planned Parenthood is so committed to the killing of the unborn that they're willing to lose or to be threatened with losing $500 million of federal tax money just in order to keep killing the unborn.
How serious is that threat to Planned Parenthood, just in terms of the actual probability that Planned Parenthood could be defunded?
Yeah, I think there are two things that are a reality. And I'm very thankful, by the way, that President Trump has himself so much on the line with his administration on this, because he actually is following through with exactly what he said he would do if he were elected. I think the first thing to note is that the Trump administration is going to give the states individually a lot more latitude to defund Planned Parenthood without being threatened with losing other Medicaid and federal health funding. That reverses the logic and the coercion of the Obama administration. I think the second thing is that, especially with not only with President Trump, but with Republican majorities, pro-life majorities for the first time, basically, in American history, in the Congress, I think you're going to see some whittling back. I don't know that it will be frontal. In other words, I don't think they're going to say this is about Planned Parenthood. They're simply going to put rules in effect that will make it more difficult, if not impossible, for Planned Parenthood to qualify.
So it is defunding Planned Parenthood by changing the foundational policies through which Planned Parenthood qualifies for federal funding.
Yeah, exactly. You've got, you know, Planned Parenthood gets an awful lot of funding, like I say, $500 million in the federal government, and that comes through especially the Department of Health and Human Services. And that department, like all other departments, qualifies to what's necessary to participate in those programs, and that's where we have to hope that the Congress is going to tighten that up in a way that will help to defend unborn life.
I'd like you to react to a few things that were quoted in the New York Times story regarding President Trump's proposal to Planned Parenthood. The first one from Don Loggins, who is Executive Vice President of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, said, "Let's be clear, federal funds already do not pay for abortions." How would you respond, Dr. Mohler?
Well, you know, that's sort of like saying we build a camp, but we only allow the sacrifice of unborn children to take place in one part of the camp. If you're helping to support the camp, you're supporting that part of it. The technical word is fungible. The funds actually end up paying for the facility. The taxpayer funds pay for the staff. The fact that they don't pay directly for abortion is, let's put it this way, if everything were as Planned Parenthood said, we wouldn't have a problem that makes them fear the loss of funding. But the fact is they fear the loss of funding precisely because they know that that those federal funds do support abortion. They know they do.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat of New York, suggested that the president is simply playing political games. The Trump administration needs to stop playing political games that would put access to the full range of safe reproductive care at risk, or they will get the fight of their lives. What is your response to that?
Oh, I think Senator Gillibrand is exactly right. I think this is going to be the fight of our lives in one sense. But of course, what she calls, you know, playing politics or playing games is actually how politics works. It's actually what the president did. Politics at the biggest level works with the political leader having the courage to stare down a group like Planned Parenthood and saying, put up or shut up, which is exactly what President Trump did.
Has he, in effect, and I agree with you, Dr. Mohler, that it's somewhat surprising, but has he, the president, in effect, been able to teach a broader lesson to the American people by making this proposal to Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a certain clarity, and perhaps it's President Trump's background as a businessman. He simply is far more accustomed to saying exactly what he thinks about a deal when he sees it. And I can remember reading about a deal that he made, to buy a major hotel not too long ago, and he took the entire document, hundreds of pages that you signed for a real estate transaction, and put it down and said, "Cut to the quick. What's in this that I don't like?" And I have to say I admire that. And I think he basically said, "All right, I know what I don't like in this. And so you give up abortion and you can have the tax money." Again, I think it was a brilliant stroke. Not because that somehow I was under the illusion that Planned Parenthood would say, "Oh, you know, you're right, that's a good deal." It's because I know they're so maniacally committed to abortion that they would reveal that. And they did so, again, just virtually within minutes of the president setting down the statement.
To what degree does the president's proposal offer a little bit of backup or spine to the lawmakers who will have to actually do the hard work of defunding Planned Parenthood, for lack of a better term.
You know, that's one of the reasons why I want to talk about this as much as I can, Todd, is because I want every politician to hear that that this is an opportunity. Basically, President Trump has broken the line. Now the question is, will the legislature rush through? We need Congress to rush through the line. President Trump broke their line. He got to the most vulnerable point, and he made it abundantly clear. Now we got to hope that there will be some spine in the House and in the Senate to follow this up.
If you had an opportunity to speak with those lawmakers for a few minutes and make the case, you said you've hoped for this for a long time through many administrations, make the case that Planned Parenthood does not need and should not receive almost $500 million in U.S. taxpayer funds. How would you make that case, Dr. Mueller?
I would make the case that any sane government establishes the rules that qualify organizations that it will see as partners for the extension of tax money. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about taxpayer money. And thus, this is, in its own way, an extension of the federal government's mandate. And that the legislature should understand that choosing Planned Parenthood or approving Planned Parenthood as one of those partners makes this entire society, every single citizen and taxpayer, complicit in the murder of the unborn by the millions. You know, I would simply say to any congressman or senator, I'd ask the question honestly, are you willing to be exposed as the protector of Planned Parenthood? And then I'd ask them even more in a pressing manner, can you sleep at night knowing that you've been the protector of Planned Parenthood? I just can't imagine sleeping soundly in my bed if I were approving the government's partnership with such a murderous organization.
Dr. Al Mohler is a regular guest, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, host of The Briefing, and author of several books, including We Cannot Be Silent, Speaking Truth to a Culture Redefining Sex, Marriage, and the Very Meaning of Right and Wrong. You'll find a link to his website at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Dr. Mohler, thank you again.
So it's always great to be with you. God bless you. Keep up the fight.
Folks, you've heard us say it. Expert guests, expansive topics, extolling Christ. These are the features that you love about Issues Etc., and that's exactly what you'll get at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 9th and Saturday, June 10th in Collinsville, Illinois, about 15 miles east of St. Louis. Here's the lineup for this summer's conference. Pastor Matt Harrison, making the case for the Reformation's relevancy. Pastor Chris Roseborough, making the case against modern-day prophets and apostles. Aaron Wolf, making the case for natural law. Pastor Peter Bender, making the case for Lutheran piety. Terry Mattingly, making the case for news discernment. And Pastor Todd Peppercorn, making the case for a Lutheran view of depression. Attendance at the conference is limited to 400 attendees. Registration is $120 and includes meals on Friday night and Saturday afternoon and evening. You can find out more and you can register at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. It's the 2017 Summer Making the Case Conference, June 9th and 10th in Collinsville, Illinois. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll review the movie The Shack with Pastor Ted Giese. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.